Three satisfying shows continue at First Hawaiian Center through October 20th, 2017. The Foolishness of Things features work by James Kuroda. Hawaii Crafts 2 features some of the best of Hawaii craftsmen. And Abstractions in Paint, Wood, and Fiber feature Emily Dubois, Pratisha Budiraja, and Rio Suzuki. Have you been to an art opening lately? Free fun! On this night here at the First Hawaiian Center at King & Bishop, Catherine Love, Assistant Curator of Contemporary Art at the Honolulu Museum of Art, organized a meaty three-part show, and we're upstairs enjoying the work of Pratisha Budiraja.
She is a printmaker, but also works with mixed media. She studied and worked as a biologist, and she's got an amazing knowledge, which she integrates into her artwork in a really unique, interesting, layered fashion.
On the wall, black and white organic shapes float in distressed-looking environments.
These are all part of my Anthropocene series. Basically, scientists have really decided that we are now at a point where humans have made such a huge impact on Earth that we need to change the era that we're in.
Budiraja's imagery looks both primeval and post-apocalyptic.
This is actually human connective tissue. It comes from an electron micrograph that I then worked on a plate, so I've changed it around a little bit.
Printmakers are stretching images and techniques, and so are fabric artists like Emily Dubois. I caught her at her studio outside Pahoa.
Oh, gosh, we're in the middle of an ohia and fern forest here, just looking at blue sky and white fluffy clouds. With the internet, here I am in the middle of the forest, but I can have my things woven anywhere in the world.
Dubois uses her computer instead of graph paper and commissions weavers around the world to construct her projects. She creates the design, the program, which is transmitted via computer to electronic looms and a weaver waiting on the other end.
The early programming happened as early as maybe 6th or 7th century China when draw looms were developed.
Later, attachments allowed the loom to repeat patterns, and by the 18th century, a punch card system could control the intricate, if repetitive, weaving process. Weaving and spinning were foundations for the Industrial Revolution in Europe.
And now, you know, at home, I can use my computer to weave, basically.
There's chevrons, houndstooth, Greek key, words, graphs, ikat. Images interact with texture when they're woven.
I think weaving is like part mental puzzle and part meditation.
In the same show, Ryo Suzuki's abstractions are cosmic vistas or extreme close-ups. You decide. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.